Hey, okay. Podcast.
What?
She's using her.
Can you hear anymore?
What is that? Oh yeah, is it?
It's her inhaler for
it's
a voice.
Quite a device.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's to steam my vocal cords because I don't know if you've heard.
Just
but
on. Yes.
Well, sound, your voice is fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the voice situation. It's the breathing and coughing situation that I'm concerned about because I've got a few big notes in the show. But that's okay. I'm feeling a little bit antsy. I've got that day before show worry.
It's going to be huge.
Just
think of the energy and love you're going to get from the audience.
I just want it to be
filming,
good.
Are you filming?
Yes, we're filming tomorrow night.
Oh, good. I should have said that to you a week ago.
We are. We're filming tomorrow night.
Okay, good.
I just want it to be...
It's going
to
be great.
It's what I really love doing, and I want it to be good.
What you also love doing.
It's definitely not what radio funds. How dare you suggest that?
Yeah, exactly. Never.
And radio's going to end, let's be honest, and I need to have a fallback career, so this stand-up thing has to work.
I've heard that you're taking over from Alan Jones.
Correct. Guilty. I am going to be very big on the AM band. Can you imagine?
Imagine Grant Denyer on AM. You wouldn't handle the callers, Grant. Someone would ring in.
But Grant Denyer would kill on AM. Are you joking?
No.
He is AM.
But he wouldn't be fired up enough, would you, Grant?
Yeah, I can't. I'm not angry about anything.
Nah, but you and I differ, I reckon, 8 times out of 10 on our opinions on topics.
Which I like.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. But I think that your 8 times out of 10 would match up with the AM listeners.
You say I'm more on trend with them.
I'd say you're more conservative, yeah, than me.
But
definitely.
If you had the, Grant Denyer, how old are you?
40.
Oh, well, then you only need a couple more years and then you're in the right age bracket to work at Triple J. So,
God, your beef with them is amazing. I hope one day they hear it. They have no idea of your secret beef with Triple J.
Where does it stem from?
Why do you have secret beef with Triple J?
One day I heard they were banging on about it because I used to listen to it nonstop when I was
youth.
I loved it, right?
When you're in the demo.
American Rosso
and
Adam Spencer and Will and those and Mike and that. I loved it. Jane Gazzo, I loved it.
Robbie, she's around still.
Yeah, she is. Doing great.
And doesn't age, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Jane Gazzo looks 19.
Age.
All the time.
Robbie Buck loved it. Used to go Big Day Out. I was hardcore. And then one day I read somewhere, because youth. And then one day I read somewhere that their average age of their listeners was 36.2 years old.
Did that
really?
Upset you?
And I remember thinking, hang on a second, I think I'm cool doing this. And people double my age. Oh, the target for this.
Well, their breakfast show rate's higher than ours, so laugh it up, big boy.
That's true. Good work. Well played, guys, whoever you are.
Have a great day, podcasters.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6:02. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
G'day, guys.
Hi. I've already had a porterhouse, guys.
What?
Yeah, I opened the day with a steak. Why not? Bloody love steak. Can I tell you how much I love steak?
Is the body...
I love a nice piece of meat in my mouth, you know that.
Is the body ready to move that through the system at 6 a.m.?
My body didn't get a choice. I'm on some stupid autoimmune paleo caveman situation, so I don't pee my pants all the time.
Good for you.
And requires steak for breakfast.
You and I are now eating the same. I often have steak for breakfast.
When to become one.
Just have an egg. That's protein.
Close your eyes, baby. Something, 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 something. Because tonight is the night
where to become one.
Is that Spice Girls?
Yes.
That was one of the grossest things I've seen in a long time. Watching you both close your eyes and bite your top lip as you punch the air together in unison.
It's a good song.
You love it. Big show.
Big show. Big show. Big show. Big show. You still your chance to win the Wang. It's only 3 meters. Come on. You know what you want.
God, it is going. People want this thing.
They want this one.
They really want my big 3 meters of inflating Wang. It's a nice, if you're having a nice time at a party, but you just want to take it up a notch, what can we do? Can we bring out the cake? No. Will at the penis.
Yeah. It's a winner.
It's a winner.
Chicken dinner. Mm. Trevor Long's joining us, our tech expert, because Mark Zuckerberg right now is still testifying. Hey, Mark, yes, did you give away all the data? Well.
We're very sorry.
That's technical. Yeah, I'm real sorry.
So sorry.
But he has floated the idea of charging people for Facebook.
Hey, we laugh. People will pay.
I don't think
that. Oh, they'll pay.
No, no. Not
they'll
when you've
pay.
Had it for free.
They'll pay.
We'll talk to Trevor about that. Tinder coaches. There is now officially a job in the world, Tinder coach.
I already do it. Hey, we should set up an alternate schmeshmook. So when people are flocking from Facebook because they don't want to pay, they can come to Shmay Schmook.
It's a safe haven.
Mate, safe haven. I'll never charge you a cent, but you do have to like buy all the tickets to my shows and my merch. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing.
That's the only catch.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be... What's the one in China? There's one in China.
Have they got their own Shmay Schmook?
Yeah, there's one in China. It's not WeChat. It's called something else.
Okay.
Someone will know because I feel like... The minute, because the president of
Weibo.
Weibo. There you go. Because the president of China said overnight that he's thinking of relaxing some restrictions on the company. And I'm thinking if Weibo gets out,
look out.
Facebook, see you later.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Home remedies.
Oh God. Home remedy. 60 home remedy. And usually your home remedy, that's a really tough sequence of words for me to say for some reason.
Go again?
Home remedy.
Home remedy.
Home remedy.
Home remedy. It's like Shaggy.
It was, wasn't it? If you usually get hand down, far Ooh. Out.
Mm. How are you going over there in the chops today?
I think because I've had a steak and Ventolin, I'm just cut loose.
What a move.
It gets handed down from generation to generation. Yeah. And I feel like I copped it from two sides because I've got an Italian immigrant father who doesn't believe in conventional anything, who likes to homemade things that should not be homemade.
Yeah.
Like he once built me a bike.
Oh, I love that story.
Oh, no. But he put BMZ on it.
Yeah, that's BMZ. Sicker.
Not sicker. He would buy perfectly good TVs and rewire them.
That's sick. Mm-hmm.
To make them better.
Yeah, brighter.
No. He would extend the aerial on the house homemade because he wants to try and get satellite without paying for a dish.
That's good idea. Sick.
No, that's Vince.
Oh. He's a legend.
But for me, Dad, and his dad has, and we found this out last week, he told my whole band, because Dad plays in my band, he has a 27-year-old tube of Savlon in his toiletry bag.
27. What's Savlon good for?
Nothing. Savlon's like putting clag on a cut. Like, it's just this most, it's nothing.
A cure-all. It's like a cure-all.
Yeah, it's a salve. It like a it's yeah. It's just like a little white cream that you pop on to pretend you're being clean. Yeah, but I'd walk in and go, oh, God, I've got the worst headache. Dad would go, Savlon?
Savlon.
No, Dad.
On the that's forehead.
Like, I've got tonsillitis. Just rub a little bit of this on your throat. Just
swallow this.
Swallow this.
And then the other one was my country, head of the CWA, Country New South Wales, Denise Arlene Spence, put metho on every thing.
My grandma did that.
On it. Did she metho you up?
Yeah, absolutely methoed everything. You're right.
Metho what?
Oh, like if I got something in my eye,
no.
She would come at me with a cotton ball soaked in metho.
Nah. Mm.
Yeah, just you pour acid in my face, mate.
Got a pimple on your face? Use a bit of metho. That'll kill it.
So, Grant, it was metho in your house as well?
Yeah. It would take off at about 18 layers of skin when they did it.
But that was to the bone.
Any infection, put a bit of metho on it.
What about you?
Home remedies.
You
well,
have a home remedy?
I'm a huge one for one that Langbrook put me onto. She claims it to be Dutch, but I believe other people have done it, which
Tell
is
me.
The toothpaste on a pimple.
Oh, yeah, we used to do toothpaste
it
on a pimple.
It works.
It dries it out.
It works.
Except if you forget to take it off and go to school the next day. And you know, you're in class and all of a sudden you get this taste. You're like, why is there mint? And then you realise, and no bastards told you.
I've got a white spot on my cheek. What's in it, I wonder, that does the job?
Who knows? It's that thing maybe that thing starts with P, the active ingredient in there. But it is definitely, that works. I will stand by that.
And then we're brushing our teeth with that stuff that's drying up pus. I feel good about that being in my mouth.
My wife, when she was very, very little and she'd get a sore tum-tum, like if it was blocked, she had a blocked little tummy, her dad would get like a cake of soap and shave it into sort of like a bullet kind of style shape and then just
where are we going with this?
Straight up the wazoo.
Just oh my God. He'd make your wife shelve soap?
Yeah, he'd push it up there to try and, you know, create a nice slippery tunnel for the the internal ingredients to slide on out nice and easy.
Holy moly.
I don't think that's not a light anecdote, Denya. That's not just something you're throwing out on breakfast radio at 6:12 a.m.
Well, that's why I came up with the idea for the superior today. I thought you'd like it.
And did he have like one of those, you know, those wood turnings, those things where you sort of like whittle
the soap down and make it nice and sharp?
Mate, she's 38, she's still farting bubbles.
Oh, my God. Good.
That was good.
Good.
Home remedies.
What's the price? 1760, what's your home remedy? We'll take ones you're using now, ones your grandparents gave you. I'm always after these things. I love this stuff.
Yeah, so do I. Because they work. I don't know about Grant's one, but apart from that, they work.
Don't shove Dove up your bum.
Yeah. Taronga Zoo. Family pass to Taronga Zoo is the major prize. And then, of course, I got movie tickets.
Yes.
I got tickets. I got movie tickets, that really good movie, A Quiet Place, that everyone's going crazy about.
My daughter saw it yesterday, didn't sleep last night.
There you go. Rooftop Cinema, Guzmani Gomez, heaps of good stuff. 131060, best home remedies. 131060, what's the superior home remedy? I feel like we set this up sometime in the last century.
It was a long time ago.
Let's go straight to Grant Denyer's wife.
Is she on the line? Hi,
no,
Shezzy.
I'm saying what was
soap
hers?
Soap up the bum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's where her
Shezzy
dad...
Shezzy gets a cold, soap straight up the bum.
Yeah, so dad used to put soap up the bum and she had a blocked tummy.
Mosquito bite, soap up the bum.
I think it irritates it out of you. I think that's what it does. And lubricates its passage.
Sure. I don't suggest it for anyone who's constipated. A soap enema.
It works.
I don't feel like that's...
That works better.
Coffee works better.
Coffee works better. Let's get to it. Jess from Kings Creek, what is the superior home remedy?
I would suggest you put Vicks on the bottom of your feet and then put socks on and go to bed and it'll suppress your cough.
Is that... Now, I've been... I've been coughing up a lung for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Is this proven? Because I will do this. I will do this immediately right now. I have
100%.
Yeah,
I do it with my kids all the time. As soon as they're sick, I do it, put them to bed, and in the morning, the cough's basically gone.
How do you suppress a cough with Vicks on your feet?
Mate,
I don't understand the science.
It's magical. Don't question the science. If Nana Danya did it, then it means it's true. It works.
All right, okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll bloody do it. I'll wrap my whole body in Vicks.
Like a mummy.
I'll be vat.
Like a vat.
Just roll in it.
Like a vummy.
100%.
I think that's a great call.
I love that.
I think you should try it, and I'd forgotten about that. That works. Tanya from Sydney Olympic Park.
Yeah.
Jeez, you live in the stadium. What is the superior home remedy?
When you're sick, especially having a blocked nose, sleep with a cut onion next to your bed.
Oh.
What does the cut onion do?
Apparently it takes all of the germs out of the air, but I did it on my husband and he woke up with a clear nose the next morning.
That's it.
It does.
Onions and Vicks, mate.
That's it.
God.
That's happening. Tanya, that's a great one. Thank you very much.
What's the science, though? Again. I know I'm not supposed to ask.
No, don't question it.
Yeah,
I think it absorbs impurities, the onion, I think is what the onion does in the air.
Which is why it has a skin when you get it normally.
Exactly. You know, if you put duct tape on warts, that removes them better than freezing them off does.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
That's a remedy.
It's not a remedy. You're just ripping something off your body with something sticky.
Yeah, really sticky.
You heard the man, really sticky. So, Melinda.
Hello.
Hello. Superior home remedy.
My nan has a cup of tea for everything. When you come home from school with the greys on your knee, you have a cup of tea. If you're constipated, you have a cup of tea.
Yep.
If you're hot, you have a cup of tea. You're cold, you have a cup of tea.
I love
cup of
that.
Tea for everything.
Melinda, that is so cute.
I love Nan. Good on you, Nan.
Nan wins today. Jumanji, welcome to the jungle. Available Blu-ray, DVD and digital now. You can take a walk on the wild side these school holidays. Family pass to Taronga Zoo.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we'll play for you.
Thank you. That's great.
But also, I do want to throw up the aquarium. I think Jess from Kings Creek, go on an underwater mission with Paw Patrol, Sea Patrol these school holidays at the Sydney Sea Life Aquarium. So a family pass to that and movie tickets for our friend Tanya.
There you go, Jess. Enjoy that.
Can I throw this last one?
Thank you.
An old mate of mine used to play for the Wallabies, was a tradie, and has bung knees and bung shoulder.
What's he do?
He swears that WD-40, he sprays it on his joints. He swears black and blue. It gets him to work the next day because he claims that the key ingredient to WD-40, and keep in mind, it's like the 11 Herbs and Spices, they will never release the recipe, is fish oil.
What?
Oh.
If you're a tradie and you're listening right now and you get the
WD-40 on aches and pains.
You're having a laugh.
On the
I am not. He used to smell so every time I would see him.
It smelled like an old used car.
Yum. He would smell like a garage, but he swears that it works.
All right, great.
Well, all right, hiccups, sugar. You have a teaspoon of sugar and it'll cure hiccups in minutes.
It's Shut up.
This is
what else you got, idiot? What do you got? What else you got?
Keep going.
Got any more?
Nah, I'm out. Oh, No. Vodka for foot odour. You get like a cotton wool bud and you wipe vodka on around your feet. It takes away foot odour.
You want to get garlic off your fingers? Stainless steel.
What?
Yeah. Rub it on stainless steel.
You've been cutting up some garlic. Rub your little fingies on top of the sink. Boom. No more garlic smell. You're welcome, Sydney.
Take that, everybody.
Woo!
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM. Don't click the bait. Don't click the bait, baby. Don't click the bait. Don't click the bait, baby.
Click bait. Grant Denny, you've been through the internet and picked the most clickbaity stories.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready, Captain, we're going to launch the SS Clickbait.
Lower the gangplank, everybody.
We're away. We're on the SS Clickbait.
Sell it, Denny.
Okay. Will we bite or will we throw it overboard?
Let's find out. Headline number one. The royal wedding invite list has been revealed.
Biting.
And biting.
Yeah, I knew it.
Who's not coming?
There's
who didn't get invited?
There's been some major exclusions. Donald Trump, Barack Obama, UK Prime Minister Theresa May have that's all big. Been snubbed.
The Prime Minister.
Yeah, the UK mm-hmm. one. That's big. Yeah.
That's big. I mean, Trump's not surprising, nah. But the Prime Minister.
That's big.
I know. It's been
are
decided.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that an official list of political leaders, both UK and international, are not required for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding.
Not important enough.
Is it Turnbull? Because normally you have to invite the heads of the Commonwealth.
If their own country's not going, well, then Turnbull's not going to go.
That's it.
Wow. Oh, Lucy and Mao will not be happy.
They're not going to politicise it.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Good.
Number two. The true blue Aussie song that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull didn't know the words to.
Right. No worries.
Thank you.
We're biting. Malcolm
we're
Turnbull
biting.
Has
no,
been
bite,
left
bite, bite.
Red faced.
Let the bite, let the sound effect of the bite go and then go.
Malcolm Turnbull has been left red faced after it appeared he had no idea what the words were to John Farnham's You're the Voice.
What? Are you kidding me? Isn't that part of the Are You an Australian test that those guys put in?
I know.
You have to sing the next line if you're the voice.
As if he wasn't polling badly enough.
Oh, I tell you, I feel sorry for Mal's having a heck of a week, isn't he? He's having a heck of a week.
Worms turned.
He was arm in arm with the Australian swim team at the time. They're belting it out. Let's have a little sample because we all know it. And Malcolm's going, na 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 na. No.
Which bit did he get wrong?
The main chorus.
He sung You're the Voice wrong.
Oh, he didn't say You're the Voice.
Did he not sing You're the Voice?
He didn't sing at all.
Oh, he didn't know it at all.
He was trying,
he was
but he
doing
just knew
a little bit of. What's the word you say when you're a drag queen and you don't know the words?
Rhubarb? Is it rhubarb?
Pineapple?
Oh, I don't know.
Pineapple?
Oh, so it
looks like you're saying all the syllables.
That's terrible.
Oh,
that's terrible for him.
Okay.
That's the same moment when John Howard bowled that terrible ball when he was in, was it Sri Lanka or India? That's that moment.
It dribbled out of his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hard to recover from this, I think, for poor old Malcolm. There's a lot of people calling online for a brand new Prime Minister. Because there's a lot of people going, this is either the most Australian or un-Australian thing, watching your Prime Minister arm in arm with the Australian swim team singing You're the Voice, but him not knowing the words therefore makes it the most un-Australian.
I want more from my country's leader. I don't mind that he doesn't know a lyric. I just don't want to enter into a nuclear war with North Korea. Sorry, that's my prerequisite.
I want You're the Voice.
What's next?
More clickbait. Okay. How a mum got back at her husband for not getting up and feeding the baby is actually amazing.
God, I'm in that world.
A sleep-deprived mum got revenge on her fiancé who snored through their newborn baby's night feed by gluing his finger to his nipple, leaving him stuck like that for more than 2 hours. Here, have a listen.
Come on, grab her.
Oh, what the are you doing?
Lift your hand up.
I can't lift my hand up.
Lift your hand up. I can't lift my hand up.
That's a really good grab.
That's good.
That's really
it's
fantastic.
So, like, of all the things you could do to get back, you know, I could pull the sheets off him. I could put his hand in water. But to have the foresight of three and to stick glue, find the glue. Who can find glue in a house ever? Scissors, glue, pens, never.
Kylie from Wigan, from Greater Manchester, said... After I put Bucker in the cot, I was lying there wide awake and a bit bored. I spotted the glue and the fake nails on my bedside table, so I decided to stick them onto him, and I thought it's a good idea.
Fake nail glue is lethal.
It
sticks.
Really
okay, now it makes sense.
That's really
good job.
Great stuff.
I love finger on nipple. That's good. Well done.
Got another couple. Okay. Gwen Stefani has a major announcement, and we didn't expect it.
Don't care.
Over.
Throw it over.
Gwen. Peace out, Gwen.
Okay. There's a way you can make 13 grand from your number twos.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
bite.
I'm biting. Bite.
Okay, Australians are making up to $200 a week from dropping their poop off to the Centre for Digestive Disease.
Get my sting ready. I
can do this.
Why are you?
Oh, my poo because you go to NASA at the moment.
Oh, it's interesting.
Because I'm having autoimmune difficulties.
Well, get your sting ready because a friend of mine at uni, when we all lived together, he had it. This was his job. He used to put it in a box and he used to send it away to the scientists while we were living together every week.
Oh, you are. Old
man, yep. Relevant.
Amazing.
Relevant. Relevant. Can we throw that sting over? that's gone. Never going to hear that.
Have you guys heard of poo transplants?
Yeah, a friend of mine had a fecal transplant.
Yep.
Oh, my Her dad's. Lord. Apparently it cures a lot of medical conditions from autism, multiple sclerosis, chronic diarrhea.
It does work for gut, rebuilding your gut.
100%. It's disgusting, though.
So if someone's got good gut health, and you take their stool and you jam it up you, and then you get their good bacteria in you.
Yes. Just get some soap.
Yeah.
Did I just take your line?
No. Oh. Sort of.
Okay.
I think you said something nicer than I was going to do it.
Thanks, Grant.
There we go. 131060, if you would like to play, we stop the song and then you win. We're playing for a family pass to Taronga Zoo. Welcome to the jungle. It's available. Jumanji, Blu-ray, DVD and digital. Take a walk on the wild side these school holidays at Taronga Zoo.
Good prize.
Great prize.
Just sing the next line of a song.
That's all.
And you've picked it today?
Yeah, seen these guys in concert.
I have.
This was a song that there's a line in this song which I've always found odd, and I'm excited to have it part of the show today. Mm. So Kim from Seven Hills, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Going really well, mate.
It's Kia.
Kia, here we go, Kia.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Am I sexual?
It's too easy.
Yeah. Yes, you are sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. It was too easy.
That was super slick, man.
Oh, I haven't heard that one for ages.
And whenever we were singing that along, like I was singing to that when I was 12 or whatever it was. What a strange thing to ask and be worried about.
Yeah.
Just be a little bit concerned. Am I an original? Sure, babes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one? Yes.
Yep.
But am I sexual? Mm. Well, that is a tough question to answer.
Particularly if you were...
Not without eyeliner and tight white shell necklace.
And blonde bangs.
Blech.
Well done, Kia. Mate, too easy. Well played.
What are you doing today, Kia?
I'm just about to start work.
Where do you work?
I work in freshwater right now.
Yeah, he's a tradie.
Are you a tradie?
Yeah. Yeah,
WD-40 on the joints, buddy. WD-40 on the joints. Have you heard that before?
Every day.
You got some good pipes too, Kia. You really gave it something.
Yeah, you can sing,
mate. When you rattle that out. You a closet singer?
You a singer?
I definitely am a closet singer, for sure.
Never know. Might get a chair spun for you one day. Well played, Kia. Guys, over in America, Mark Zuckerberg's been sat in front of a committee.
In a suit?
In a suit. A Senate committee having to answer questions about the massive amounts of data that Facebook was basically selling off to third parties. Mm. And joining us now on the line is our tech expert to tell us exactly what this means, is Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. Morning, Trev.
Morning, guys.
Trev, have you been watching what's been going on with Zuckerberg in this inquest?
I can't get past him not wearing a hoodie, to be honest. But,
he looks so uncomfortable, doesn't he? I'm honestly glad
he looks comfortable and massive nerd, like the biggest nerd.
I know. When he goes to have a sip of his cup of tea, whatever he's got there, he's trying to get around his cufflinks, and it's like, oh, dude.
It's like someone sitting in front of a headmaster.
It's a nerd
out of water. Yeah, nerd out of water, Trev. So, Trev, how's he gone? Because the little bit of commentary that I've seen this morning is basically saying that people don't really believe much of what he's got to say.
I think the problem is he's sat before a bunch of Congress people who have no idea what they're talking about, as is often the case, and there's no real slight on them. It's just, how can they know everything about everything? They're asking, one of them actually asked him, if Facebook is free, how do you make money? I mean, mate, we sell ads. That's the whole problem. I mean, it's staggering what the questions he's having to answer. He started out very strong talking about the fact that it's his fault. Now, when I say strong, he sounds weak, and that's, I think, Zuckerberg's problem. He sounds weak as an individual. That's just his tone, his voice. He's not used to this kind of thing. He came out and said, we made a mistake. I'm in charge. It's my mistake. Those kind of things that people want to hear.
I don't think it's a mistake. This is...
He got caught.
Yeah.
He got caught.
He got caught, didn't he? They got caught, didn't they?
Do you know what? I don't think he had any idea. And he said this too. He said, look, I started the company in a dorm and look where it's become. Now, I don't think they had any idea. When they created the idea that a company could have an app on Facebook that could access people's information, it was so that people could use that information within the app and the Facebook. It was trying to make this unified experience. Mm. What he didn't think about was the nasty people of the world who go, oh, hang on a minute, let's get all that information for ourselves.
That's the thing. We are all like, oh, social media, bad, bad, bad. It's not the algorithm. It's not the social media. It's the people using the social media for bad. So it's not so much Facebook. It's that the people who have accessed Facebook. And what I've been interested to see is that Zuckerberg, I think when you're in charge of something so big and so many people use it, you forget about the individuals. Everyone just becomes this big blob. Yeah. And they did ask them the question about his own privacy.
Yeah, this is what he had to say.
And this is what he had to say.
Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
So I think that's kind of made him... You think,
Trevor,
do you think this has really sat him down? Like, he seems like someone who's had a bit of a shock this week.
But that's the question we all need to be asking ourselves. And yes, I think he's had a shock. I don't think he... You're right. The 2.2 billion users, right? Mm. So when you're dealing with that, you're dealing with how do we make it work for them? Also, how do we make money off them and how do we make it work smoothly? But the bigger problem is all of us just accepting that things are going to be fine. People, you've got to lock down your privacy settings. You've got to choose that little Friends logo instead of the public logo so that you're in charge of your data. The problem is
why I don't believe him, Trev. That's why I don't believe him, because it was 20 different places you had to go to make sure that this didn't happen.
So they need to streamline it, Trevor, and it seems to me they want to make it hard for us to be private because then it's easy to mine our information. So the answer seems to me to be this one easy click or top of feed, click here if you want a private setting. Are they going to do that?
But they are going to do that. It should roll out in the next 12 to 24 hours. But again, you've got to take... It's not going to happen in one click, folks. If you are concerned about this, if you don't know what this is, and you see that message, it'll appear at the top of your feed. You won't miss a big blue button. You have to say, okay, I'm going to give this 15 minutes of my life, and I'm going to click, and then I'm going to choose what I'm going to delete. You have to give it time.
Trev, can I ask you a question? As someone who's... I mean, I'm kind of across it, but not really. What's the worst thing that can happen if my data's breached? So... If I'm worried about
identity fraud. Identity fraud is your biggest risk. Oh, okay? Right. But if they find out your date of birth, they know your name, you know, there's a lot of things that they can find out about you, and they will take time to find it. They can become you. They can apply for credit on your behalf. And you know what? You won't be responsible for that credit when the fraud investigators come in. But do you know how much drama in your life it will take to get your identity back? It's a huge problem, and that's what everyone should be wary of.
Yeah, talking to Trevor Long, our tech expert, EFTM.com.au, about all of the problems with Facebook. Grant.
So there's two aspects of this. So our data has been mined, and we know up to 300,000 Australians have had their data mined, and we know that leads to identity fraud. But what's the other aspect of this whole government hearing now in the States? So it confirms that Facebook helped influence Trump's win. Is that what all the data ended up doing?
That's why this is political. Let's be honest. That's the smallest story of the world, because there's plenty of other companies that have got our data. But it's because of the political implications of that data. They used it to create personality profiles, to mine data, and to find out who people were and how to target them with not one ad versus another, but with hundreds of different ads that you would be so scared of, you would share with your friends. And it's that viral nature of advertising on Facebook that makes political campaigns work. And that's why the politics of this is so strong. We don't really want to be manipulated. We don't want our personalities manipulated. Mm. I'm happy to get targeted ads. Bring it on. I prefer to see men's ads than women's ads, right? Mm. But I don't want to be manipulated. And that's where we need to be careful. Who's got my data? and what are they doing with it to manipulate me?
Will he get off? Like, what penalty could they give him?
There's nothing they can do. The worst thing they can do is say, Mark, from X date, you need to implement new privacy kind of regulations. So in Europe, this is the worst thing Facebook's done in my mind. In Europe, there's a huge privacy crackdown. They have to disclose all this information. They have to do all these things. And do you know what Facebook did? They implemented these changes in Europe alone. Why not implement them across the world?
Mate. Why would you do that, Trev?
So, Trev, you're saying to anyone listening now, they're going to get to work, 9 o'clock, log into Facebook, as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You say, take control of your data, spend 15 minutes getting all the privacy settings in check, and there's lots of, you can get lots of information online on how to do that. You recommend every single person listening to us right now do that?
Two things. Delete apps that you don't know about in Facebook, and there'll be a link to that. And secondly, lock down your privacy. So click the privacy button and just make everything private. You and your friends alone, and don't friend people you don't know. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, Ali, our producer, got done because her friend shared her information.
That's how it
works. So your friends can also drop you in it. So don't trust your friends, guys. Learn anything from
Trevor
this.
Trevor Long, our tech expert, EFTM.com.au. One word answer. He threatened that he's going to start making people pay to use Facebook. Will he do it, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. Thank you, Trev.
Thanks, Trev.
Bye.
Cheers, guys.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Let's do this. We're winning the Wang, M's 3-metre self-inflating, wonderful centrepiece, sort of closer for your show.
Yeah.
Crescendo.
It's a crescendo.
It's the peak. It's a nice word.
And we want to lend it to your event for one night only.
Yep.
You can roll it out as a surprise to the family. And we've had a lot of people entering.
I've got to throw a couple. Entries. Yeah, a couple right here. Jay. I'll go by Jay. She says she'd like it for her divorce party.
Yeah.
She got rid of the biggest wang in her life and would love to have this for a laugh.
Love that one. That's good.
Yeah, this is a second mum. I would love to have this for my wang-obsessed second mum. It's her 50th birthday this year.
Fantastic. I love that. That's great.
How about Leisha? Yeah. I want this because when her friend has demanded no strippers at her hen's party, so this is the next best thing.
There was no demand for no 3-metre giant self-inflatable wang.
Yeah, loophole. The mechanical riding wang. That's what
loophole.
You want.
Yeah. Sarah for her brother's gay wedding. That's a great call. Danielle's hosting a double baby shower.
Oh.
Yeah, a giant game of quoits, which I enjoyed.
Yes.
But today we welcome Sarah to the show. Sarah.
Oh, this is great.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
Yeah. Sarah, talk us through the event, the special event that you're planning.
So my grandmother lives in regional New South Wales and we've got family all over the country and in the UK, and she would love us all to get together in Sydney for the weekend to celebrate her 75th birthday.
Fantastic. And how are you picturing this this unfurls, Sarah?
Yeah.
Is it at the end of the thing, or is it as you're all singing happy birthday? How do you imagine it goes?
Talk us through it.
Well, I can just see it as, you know, she's having it at a nice restaurant overlooking the harbour.
Oh, nice.
And it would just be the perfect addition that grandma and all of her friends and her family all in our finery posing beside this giant wang.
That's a good idea. Or elevate it and then you sort of walk under it like it's mistletoe. Yeah.
Exactly.
What a lovely, like a guard of honour.
Yeah, like an arch.
Yeah, I love that. Just position your walkers around it, ladies. I'm seeing the whole.
And your nana, as I say, you know, because nanas come in two types, sort of uptight and a lot of fun. What type of nana have you got?
Oh, she is a lot of fun. She can be very cheeky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vague recollection from her 70th birthday of my aunt and I being cut off. So,
all right. Yeah, you've had enough, ladies.
I love it.
You girls have had enough.
What's Nana's name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Oh, Cynthia's 75th could be one to remember, I'll tell you right now.
You know what would be great too? You know, forget the pink swans that everyone's doing at the moment. You take that thing down to Bondi, put Grandma on it. She can just float around at the back of the break.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're having it on the harbour, I mean, we could just launch it there.
Oh, my God.
She could sail off into the sunset.
Yes.
I'm just waving everyone off. Just like the queen on the QE2.
Just tied to the back of the passing P&O ship. Yeah.
Amazing. She's on her own P&O, isn't she?
Thank you, Sarah. You are in the running.
Absolutely, you're
excellent.
In the running.
Thanks, guys.
If you've got an event that you know that the Wang will help, you can always give us a shout at 131060, or you can get in touch with us at the Today FM Breakfast Facebook page. Somebody's going to win that Wang. But, Em, we've also got two double passes to give away to your incredibly sold-out shows.
You do.
So we need to start thinking about who is going to be the winner of those as well.
Okay, if you'd like to win tickets and you can't get them because they're sold out, contact us on all the other things as well.
Bang, all the other things.
Is that all we do?
No, a carrier pigeon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or a brick through the window.
Okay.
Grant Tenier's car.
Yeah.
Hey.
All those things.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
In the studio is our lovely musical director, Kiri. Hi, Kiz.
Hello.
Because here we go. I found this yesterday, Em, this story that you can now go online and say, I want to be a Tinder coach, helping people solve life's mysteries through dating apps to get themselves a partner, and that you can get up to $50 an hour working as a Tinder coach. And then we were reminded of the fact that you yourself have been providing this service for free for our lovely musical director, Kiri.
Now, it would be fair to say I'm not qualified, because to become qualified, you have to, it says here, have more than 250 matches in the last 12 months under your belt, and have to have been on at least 10 dates, and you have to show evidence of banter.
Yes.
So you've got to screenshot your convo so the people hiring you can determine if you can hold a conversation.
That seems fair.
But I'm a self-appointed Tinder coach, which is the best kind.
Of course.
And Kiri, our music director, has been single for as long as I've known her. And look, there's just around the office, Ali and Kim have known Kiri 10 years.
Nodding.
Yep, she's been single that entire time. So,
hang on, first things first, is that true, Kiz?
I've been hooking up with people, but yes, single, so like no boyfriend technically.
You're carving it up, but no long-term love.
Oh, she's been hooking up. which is great. Good for you, strong, independent woman. You do you, Joel. But we were sitting at dinner together, and I said, here, give us your Tinder. Because my favourite thing to do, as all married people know, if you've got a single friend, you live vicariously to them, you get swipe high.
That's the best.
You get swipe high. I'm swiping the left, I'm swiping the right, not telling her. And sometimes, just for shits and giggles, I'll swipe right on someone just she would not want me to swipe right on.
Well, already that doesn't seem like what I'd want for my $55 an hour.
But I did pick up her, and I want to go through Kiri's profile now. Has everyone got Kiri's profile? We'll put it up on our Instagram.
Kiz, can you say what your profile is so people can play along at home?
We'll put it on Instagram.
Yeah, great. On Insta.
What's your profile?
I think it's just Kiri, isn't
Kiri.
It? Yeah.
It's K-I-R-I.
K-I-R-I.
So the first thing, when we're on Tinder, guys, obviously, let's not beat about the bush. It's not about the personality. Is there a physical attraction?
First things first.
We want to look at the photo, right? Yes. That's what we're swiping left or right on.
It's the billboard, really.
The problem with Kiri's photos, boys, is that I don't know who Kiri is.
Neither
because
do I.
In every shot, in one shot, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people.
Yeah, and 3 of them are dudes.
Who am I dating here?
Are you the dude at the front with a lanyard on?
Hang on a second. Can I just say that group shot is like 3 photos into the Tinder profile? So if you're dumb if you don't pick up who I am. Because...
Oh, sorry. In the first shot, it's a double. Which one are you?
Okay.
Are you left or right, girl?
In fact, there's a lot of photos with two people in them. I'm confused what you're offering. Are you offering a 2-for-1 deal?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. That's an angle.
If it works.
Also, why do you cut half your face off in all the photos?
Yeah.
What's with that?
I don't know. You actually did mention that to me. I don't know what it is.
Can I give any woman and male listening right now just one hot tip? Here's my one hot tip.
Here's a hot tip, people.
Here it is.
This normally costs $55 an hour, so
correct.
This is free, people.
Get this for free. Get your pen out, idiot.
Yep, get your slate out.
Have a Tinder or a Bumble account, put a photo of yourself in there.
There's one.
Oh my God. Yep. Groundbreaking.
She's wise. Tip number one.
I do have one.
Yeah.
But, it's right at the end, so I've got to, intrigue them to keep swiping across
to
see the one of me.
It's you.
Active wear, looking skinny and hot and sunglasses.
No. At a distance, can't see your face, which, let's be honest, I want to know what your head looks like.
You do
doing
look like
a peace sign.
You do. You look like the Unabomber. You look like the Unabomber's going to spin class.
I want to know what I'm ordering from the menu. I'm going to be flat
That's
out
true.
Honest with you. What am I ordering from the menu?
Yep.
I want a front-on shot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see your eyes, your face. I want to see your bod. I want to see your sparkly eyes.
Thank you.
I don't want to have to be sitting there guessing it's the hot one on the left.
Thank you.
Okay? So there's my first tip to you.
There you go, one.
Second of all, when you're having a banter, don't open with, how tall are you?
No, definitely don't ever do that.
Well, that's a massive thing for me. We've had...
First question she asks.
Kiri... Well, Grant's out.
Far out.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Jockeys, you've ruled out all jockeys. Mm. Tom Cruise. You're shrinking the pool.
I need a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Any basketballers listening?
Mate, I played basketball.
Leroy Loggins.
Yeah. I'm happy for a performance evaluation.
Let's flip the script.
Sure, I'm good.
We're hearing a lot of critiquing of you, Kiri, but you, Em, how long have you been the coach?
A couple months. I'll be back on it tomorrow. Kiri and I are catching up tomorrow socially.
Okay.
So I'll be grabbing her Instagram, her Twitter, just to change the things.
Kiri, now it's your chance to give Em a performance appraisal, because you could easily go online and get people who do this for $55 an hour. How do you think, because she claims that banter is her strength, have you had any firm matches and any, as you say, hookups from Em's inclusion in your Tinder, yes or no?
Okay, I have had one, but she swiped on a guy I was completely not interested in. Like,
oh, he was hot.
Yeah, for you, he not had for me.
Okay, he did look exactly like my husband. I'll give you that.
And you kept saying, it looks like Scotty. I'm like, I don't want to hook up with a guy that looks like Scotty. It's weird. Okay. Anyway, so Em swiped so on hot, this guys. Guy. Boom, we've got a match. Then Em, you know, gets on there with her banter. And I must admit, she does have very good banter when it comes to talking
banter,
to guys.
I've excellent banter, guys.
Okay.
I'm the banter doctor.
The guy turned around after her banter and said, oh, I'm just in it for a good time. So she's, you know, it's...
Wasted your time.
Yeah.
He didn't care about the chat or the exchange.
Can I say, that's terrifying. Mm. Dudes are just saying, I'm just here for a good time. Mm. Like... Oh, my God.
Did he effectively say, stop talking, I just want to hook up for a good time?
He realised the quality of the person on the other end.
Oh, I see.
Kiri.
He's like,
Kiri slash M,
mm-hmm. I don't want to lead this down the path of, I don't want to waste your good banter. Basically, if you got on here and farted and sent it to me, would hook up with you. Don't waste your A-grade stuff on me.
Mm. Well, at least he gave you a heads up so he didn't burn all your good gear.
I'll give you this. I'll finish with this. I had a mate of mine who did this, and he's a very handsome guy. He was a male model, and he was on these things, and he was one of these people who would get
killing matches.
Yeah, right. Just non-stop matches.
Oh, my God.
Matches.
What was the secret?
It was hot.
Hot as hell.
Yeah. Oh,
and another mate of mine was, he was like, oh, because my other mate was gay, and he was like, mate, I'm not having any luck on these apps. Can you take over as me and talk to dudes?
Killer.
And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. I think it's sort of different. Yeah. And after a month, my gay mate was absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
So I said to my straight mate, I said, how did you do it?
Yeah.
And he goes, mate, it was easy. I just used all the stuff I normally do to girls, and I changed the word baby to dude. Good luck, kids.
Thanks, guys. I'll keep you posted.
Yes.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Get around me, Sydney. I'm good enough to be dangerous. Seth Meyers was talking about the birth of his 2-year-old, because they've just had another kid. And so he was reminiscing about the other time his wife gave birth and revealed that it happened rather quickly in the lobby of his apartment.
Yikes.
So we walked back in and we had to decide, do we go into the lobby or back on the elevator? Those are terrible options when what you're looking for is a hospital. Because neither of them are very close to a hospital. So my wife basically decided for us, and she lied down in our lobby. Oh, this is God. How fast it happened. I called 911, and over the course of a minute conversation, I basically said, we're about to have a baby, we're having a baby, we had a baby.
Now, they'd called an Uber, and an Uber. Imagine what the rating, what would happen to the rating if you gave birth and the cleanup fee.
Oh my God.
But the Uber never turned up. And Seth mentioned at the end that they got charged for it, so he gave a little bit of an FU to Uber.
Oh,
which is,
wow.
Yeah, never got the ride.
Lobby.
Bethany Frankel, of course, has been in town. You'll have seen her all around. She is from The Real Housewives of New York City, and season 10 is on Thursdays on Foxtel and Hey You. Season 10.
That's a lot of seasons.
Now, Bethany, she's talked about how they haven't filmed the reunion episode yet, and she's really nervous.
I see.
So what happens is they let all the girls watch all the edit, and they let them all formulate how they feel, and then they chuck them in a room with some champagne.
It's such a good idea.
So hectic. Well, Lucky Jack was lucky enough to have a chat. He begged. He said, I've been building up to this moment my whole life, and please let me do it.
Yep.
So he met Bethany and, first of all, asked her about, I mean, she's worth $100 million. She sold her company for the Skinny Girl cocktail company, for $100 million. So he said, like, what do you buy with that kind of cash?
Yeah, great question.
I purchased a large diamond. I purchased watches. It's a little surreal that I can afford to do that and even come here and just be able to shop and purchase. But I always feel some level of guilt because, you know where you came from, and I still believe that I'm broke because it was such a quick shift. What? So I it's not that I think it'll... Yeah, I guess I think I could lose it all in a minute, I think. I mean, I intellectually don't believe that that's possible, but I emotionally feel that way.
Oh, so relatable.
Are you kidding?
And then he also asked her the last time she did normal things.
The last time I drove a car.
In my house in the Hamptons a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the Hamptons is?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a house in the Hamptons and that's where I drive.
Okay. When was the last time you put fuel in your car by yourself?
Probably a couple, many years ago, maybe on a road trip or something, a while ago.
When was the last time you caught the New York subway?
This is like how spoiled and rich are you that you should just name this that. That's basically what this segment's called. That's fine, though. I'm old, utterly spoiled and rich.
Can you imagine being rich enough that you don't have to put petrol in your car? That's for me a goal now. I want to get famous enough to be a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, and I'll be rich enough to not have to put petrol in my car.
What?
Hectic.
Well, does she have like a flamingo that spews it into the car for her?
I'd love a flamingo spewing petrol. What a visual, Ed.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the guest list has been released for the wedding.
Oh, this is massive.
And I'll tell ya, this interesting. This was very, for me, shocking. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has not been invited to the royal wedding.
That's big.
I can't understand it.
I find that so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because Churchill was at the wedding.
Yeah, like, yeah, they all go.
They all go. Yep. And this is the first time, but I don't know if it's come from them saying, don't care, he's fifth in line. I don't have to have a relationship.
No.
So, but yeah, I've read on, and it is, they've decided to not make it a political situation. So no leaders of Commonwealths. So Mal and Lucy are off the list.
Oh.
I know. And a funny plate's been doing the rounds on Etsy. Of course, because my grandmother left me in her will the Charles and I commemorative wedding plate.
Oh, that's classic. Nice.
Oh, it's the greatest thing. It's quite pride of place at my house.
Classic.
And there's a commemorative plate going around now, but Eagle Eye fans noted it's Meghan Markle. And if you just see there, Ed Sheeran. Someone's made a commemorative plate with Meghan Markle and Ed Sheeran, which I love. Beautiful. I would buy that. £25. It's a bargain. $45.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Oh, are we ever at 13 minutes past 8. Yesterday, Grant Denny, you, our poor contestant, you sent them down the garden path. They didn't do very well, but you've atoned for your error, and today you're excited about what you've got.
Yeah, I've got Cherry from Campbelltown on the line this time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you're a little excited to get through. That's good.
Sorry.
Hey, doll, what have you spent on your credit card, mate?
Oh, you know, furniture, stuff at the house. I want to come and see you, Em.
Oh, do you need tickets?
No, I've got tickets for next week in Brisbane.
Oh, that's so cool.
Bit of Vegas.
I know, I can't wait.
Yay!
You ready to see the Wang at the big moment in the show?
Yeah.
I mean, all it is just the Wang and M. I can't wait.
No,
I'm so comfortable with what she does with it.
It's important.
So happy. When I die, that'll be the picture that shows up when they're, you know, when they're playing You Never Know. They'll just be the giant penis.
Yeah. Out you go.
I'm happy that being my legacy.
Not a bad image.
Amazing.
Jerry, you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yes.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter C. Cherry. Okay.
Thank you. Each
question you get right, you'll score $100. The chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Cherry, your letter is C. Here we go. Name a Broadway musical.
Chicago.
A skincare brand.
Clinique.
A comedian.
Cal Baron.
Type of dance.
Pass.
A spice.
Cardamom.
A source.
Pass.
An author.
Pass.
A tool.
Chisel.
An airline.
Pass.
Food chain.
Pass.
Type of dance.
Oh. Cha-cha cherry.
Oh, come on, Sam. I'm sorry.
Honey, you were very good. You have $500.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure, Cherry. Thanks for calling in and playing. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you,
Cherry.
You know what? I just want everyone to do well, no matter what happened yesterday. Yes, they were completely hopeless and didn't get one answer correct. Well, we gave them like $100 for pity money.
Yeah.
I want everyone to win. Everyone to succeed.
Shut up. Stop being so nice.
He is.
So nice all the time. Like, people say to me, oh, is he nice all the time? He's nice. All the time. He sends me the most supportive messages.
Say that like it's a negative.
I'm very uncomfortable with your sincerity and your niceness. Okay.
You've noticed I've dialed it up as well.
Like, yeah, I know. The love is killing me.
Because I know it makes you uncomfortable.
Stop being so nice.
I'm sitting at like 7 or 8 kisses and hugs at the end of our messages now.
Wow, that's almost restraining order stuff.
So nice.
Grant Denyer.
This is amazing.
Oh, my God. There's been an international incident, a scout emergency, if you like.
I don't even know if I feel comfortable telling this story.
Nah, do it. It's great. I'm so excited.
This has just happened.
Scout is your excessively amazing two-year-old.
At the weekend, we travelled to our family farm in the Riverina, right? That's been in our family for 110 years. A great family get-together. Yeah. Fifth generation. Yep.
Fifth generation.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. We still got it. Anyway, long drive. We thought we'd stop, you know, for food, a food stop at a popular fast food restaurant, which had a playground because it's good for the kids, obviously, to stretch their little legs when they've been cooped up in the car for a while. First, Scout.
Close your notebook and tell the story.
Scout was in the female toilets. Scout thought it'd be hilarious to put a little head under the door of someone's cubicle. There was a lady in there doing a poo. So Scout goes, hello. And just waves at
that's
her.
That's cute, though.
Has a little
that's
chat funny. While the lady's dude, doing a poo.
That's funny.
If I'm laying cable and Scout's head appears, I'm delighted. Let's be honest.
Now, that's funny. That's funny. So then she goes out and she's playing in the playground. And I'm inside just keeping an eye on her through this 20-foot window, just chatting to people coming up saying hello. And I notice she does a little wee while she's standing on the top of the slide.
Hang on, wait. Were her pants down or just...
No, she had a little dress
just
on.
Just a sly wee.
Just a dress. She's standing at the top of the...
Top
of the slide, does a wee.
Cheeky wee.
Wee runs down the slide.
Terrific. Yeah. Great for lube. Just shoo, shoo. It's so much faster.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So I see this and I go, oh, Shezzy's not around. I'm going to have to go and do this. So I go into the playground. I get as many serviettes, like 1,000. I start wiping the slide down. I realise through this 20-foot window, there's about 15 people watching me do this.
Your family feeds Grant Denyer.
That's right. So I'm cleaning this up and I'm going, that's okay, darling. She wants to keep playing. I take her little undies off her, you know, so she can keep running around because they're saturated.
Terrific.
Hang on, where'd you do that?
She's got a dress. Long dress down her feet.
Oh, great. Flap loose and fancy free.
So that's fine. So I go back inside, still watching her through this 20-foot window with these other 15 diners inside. Someone comes up to me and wants to talk about Family Feud. Oh, you know, do you really survey 100 people? And of course,
Of course they did.
As I'm answering, I look out through the window and Scout does the biggest poo I have ever seen on the ground.
Now we're talking.
In the playground.
Yes, sister. Like fully committed.
This thing's like the length of my forearm.
Yes.
So Sailor's now running around with her arms up in the air, screaming like there's a fire in this burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
Just going nuts. I see this massive, massive turd on the ground.
Yes.
And now I have to realise how on earth am I going to try and clean this up without anybody knowing, which was virtually impossible. Because everyone stopped mid-burger bite to look out the window to see me go out there and try and have this secret mission to recover.
Is this the same situation as when your dog poos in public? Oh, you know, when you have to produce a bag?
But yeah, exactly. What do you...
How did you do it?
Well, now I'm worried, is there CCTV footage? What's going to happen here? I start changing my name to people coming up asking me, you know, am I the guy from television? I go, no, I'm Derek. My name's Derek.
I'm Larry Emder.
Well, guess what, Derek? Your kid's just taking a dump on the playground.
How did you clean it up? What'd you do, mate?
I got the little package that one of these value meals came in.
Oh my God! You got a Big Mac wrapper.
But as I got out there, it was
a happy meal.
Yeah, thank you.
That's not the toy you want.
That's not a happy meal.
It took two hands to pick it up.
Oh, no.
I had to bend it around. I had to turn it into a brown pretzel to squeeze it into this thing.
That's not a happy meal.
I said, Dale, start the car up. We just got out of there and we just left enough two big giant burnouts as we disappeared off into the bronze horizon to never return to the town of Cowra ever again. Oh, my God, Cowra. I said it.
That's terrible.
1060.
Cowra, I am sorry.
Has this happened to you? Are you? Because there's been calls coming in. Have you heard this story and gone, oh, my God.
Forget the Hamburglar. Little Scout Denyer is the turd burglar of Cowra.
Well, she's sort of not because she put it there. She didn't take it away.
And it wasn't. She didn't even try to. Like, she wasn't sneaky about it.
Yeah, but I appreciate the
joke.
The joke.
I love my cops. Thank you, Daddy.
You know what it was? It was too much coffee that we'd given her on the trip that kept her awake.
131060, have you heard this story and gone, me too? Okay, that's all we want. You know what we're talking? As your kid unleashed their bowels in public.
Yep.
Let's do this.
It's the worst.
Yes.
Grant Denny, you've just told us that you had an incident at a popular burger restaurant.
Left an important fact out, though.
You did.
Don't make me say it.
So, I'm going to make you say it. So you looked out the window, you're at Macca's in, where were you?
Cowra.
And you noticed that your gorgeous 3-year-old scout was taking a dump.
Mm-hmm. The biggest one I've ever seen.
Now you raced out there and you cleaned it up with a Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question remains. Where did you place the poo in the Happy Meal container once you were finished with it?
I was so keen to get out of there. I put it in the bin inside the restaurant.
Inside bin, guys.
Yeah. Inside bin.
No. Inside bin.
The flappy door.
In the recycling?
No, just in the waste rubbish. I put it in there and it had a stench that I will remember forever.
14-year-old Keegan's finishing off his shift for the day. He's got to empty the bins out. He opens up the bin.
Yep, there's some Denya DNA.
Jesus Christ on a wheel, Grant Denya.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't want to say that bit
because I'm still embarrassed by it.
Should be. Why wouldn't you flush it?
I wanted to get out of there. So the bin was right near the door from the playground, so I just threw it in there and said, kids, darling, let's get out of here.
Now it looks like a prank.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Did you set it on fire? Yeah. Were you at a point, and every Ed, you've got this to look forward to, were you at the point where you just were like, right now, not my kid. Please, I love her all the time, but right now, not my kid. Were you there?
Yeah, I didn't want it to be me and I didn't want it to be there.
It's a special time as a parent when you have that moment of, I need to disown you.
Please don't be mine.
Yeah,
day it was.
You're not alone. Chantelle and North Ride, hello, darling.
Hi.
Have you had the moment of, not my kid right now, I cannot?
100%. We were doing a road trip from Cairns to Melbourne and we just stopped at a fast food place and I had enough. I was by myself with two kids because my husband was meeting me up later on.
Mm.
And this old lady came over and she's like, oh, Darl, I'll hold him while you eat your food, because at this point it wasn't happening. It was going cold.
Yeah, fair enough. That's nice.
Nice, kind. Yep.
Yeah, it was really hot. So he just had a nappy on and it must have moved over way too much to the side. This old granny is telling me a life story as I'm just trying to wolf my food down. And I see his poo face and I've gone, oh, okay, I'm going to finish a bit quicker. Next thing I know, she just moved her hand and, like, caught the poo mid-air in her hand. And she's like... I just looked and I went, oh. She goes, well, what can you do? I've caught it now, haven't I? And I've gone, yeah, you sure have.
What an Anzac.
Classic catch.
Oh, well done.
Mark of the century.
Yeah, skid mark of the century.
Natalia.
Oh, God, someone give that man an award.
Natalia.
Did you catch that?
I had it. Yeah, he was cute.
Well done, Denya.
Natalia from Cogra. What happened?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're okay.
What happened?
So basically I finally decided to get out of the house and go and fix my Louis Vuitton bag in Sydney Louis Vuitton store.
Yes.
And I was sitting in a service area, you know, like you drop off the bag and they're taking it into the workshop at the back, and I'm sitting there with my glass of champagne and my angel looking kid, and all of a sudden he disappears. I look behind the couch, he drops his bag and basically makes a number two behind the couch. In a Louis Vuitton, spotlessly looking.
Oh my God.
Of all the stores.
It was just like the smelliest one he'd ever done as well. You could just, you know, it was just so embarrassing.
And you're sitting there with your champagne going, not my child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then once the aircon gets hold of it and then moves it around the room and everyone's getting on board.
It's true. Those shops, you sit down and they offer you sparkling water to hold while you look around. It's intense.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I just go there when I'm thirsty sometimes. Free drinks.
That's fun.
And there is a beautiful shrunky couch. I've been to that Louis Vuitton store and, yeah, like that's a hectic place to go.
That's so relaxing in there, poor little kid. So Angela from Wurunga, your
Hi.
Son.
What happened? So my little boy had really bad diarrhea. He was about 9 months old and he got a really bad nappy rash. So taken to the doctor, the nurse, they said the best thing he needs is just some fresh air on his little bum.
Yeah.
But I got him out the bath, popped him down on the timber floor, sitting in some sunshine, loving it. turned around to get everything ready, looked back, and he's doing poo angel in his diarrhea.
Oh, oh no! Poo angel!
Yay. That was really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I know.
Angela.
I know.
Angela.
I'm feeling you. And just the thought of the cleanup process.
That's an hour
the
cleanup.
Ears, the hair. You just
can't wait for his 21st, put it that way.
Did you take photos?
I wish I could have, but no, in the moment I was just like, oh, my God.
Amazing.
Okay, well.
See, everyone's got a story.
They do.
I don't care if everyone's like, oh, we can't talk about that stuff. Everyone has a story.
It's happened to everybody.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Tickets to Luna Park's rooftop cinema and unlimited ride passes. Our friends from are going to get that. Thank you very much for playing along.
Well done. So Scotty and I, I guess you call us a sporty couple.
I would definitely.
Get out and about and do our business. Scott's very flexible. He loves a stretch. He loves a chat.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we're just shopping and I'll turn around and he's gone. But if you look down to the ground, he's just stretching out his hip flexor in the middle of Coles. And he takes self-massage very seriously. We have rollers at home. Yeah. You know, he likes to do a little roll out.
Do you have the spiky balls?
Spiky balls. Yeah, spiky many, balls. Four or five spiky balls.
Yeah, you got those.
He loves all of that. He's got some bands, you know, where you just stretch your...
Oh, hey, those are painful.
Lackey bands. Yeah, he loves those. But he said to me, he came and he goes, him, because we have a thing called, we call the thumper. And it's like a massage wand that when you saw, and we got it like 15 years ago, and the thumper's seen better days. It looks like a big, like magic wand with a ball on the end, and you plug it in and it massages you. And it's 15 years old. And he goes, I think it's time we buy a new massage gun. And I go, okay, let's do some internet shopping as a couple.
That's cute.
So he went away and he researched it, and he we just typed in the best massage gun you can buy. What's the top one?
Here we go.
And it came up and it was $800.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but we got 15 years out of the other one. A massage costs $100 a pop anyway.
Yep.
So we rat and Gus. It's me. I can rationalize anything.
Yeah.
So the gun that we bought arrived a couple of days ago, and it was so exciting. We got it out of the box. It was already charged up. It looks like a drill. It looks like an electric drill. And you can take off. It's got a different torture arm.
This sounds great.
It's incredible.
So it's got like interchangeable implements that you can put on the end.
Yeah, pointy, rubbery, spiky.
Good.
We got it out of the box and we turned it on and it is so stressful.
Why?
It is the
meant to be relaxing.
Do you want to have a listen to the...
I do.
Is that someone doing road works outside your house?
Ooh. Taking off.
Do you feel relaxed?
Yeah.
Great. This thing
terrible.
Is so loud and stressful that anytime he turns it on, I'm like, oh my God, please turn it off. I can't do it anymore.
It's like getting that in my teeth.
And my kids came running last night. It was like banging on the door, like, what's going on? It is like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
And so you just turn it on, you get 10 seconds, and then your feelings start going. And it's just
shaking your bones.
Because in the reviews, a couple people mentioned it's a little bit loud. Mm-hmm. But like, what's a bit of noise when you say relaxed or orgasmatron? Bring it on.
Yeah.
It is the most stressed I've ever been.
Can we hear it again, please? So for those just joining us, this is not the light rail going in near you.
It's so hectic,
this is
you guys.
The calming massage. That is beautiful.
You feel relaxed?
Yeah. You?
Great. Oh, okay. I've never been more stressed in my life.
It's cloudy.